Welcome to the Same Old Wombles podcast. I'm Niall Cooper, and today we have got a few absentees. So normally it wouldn't be me with the dulcet tones; it would be my brother. But my brother has decided to get his dates all totally confused, and he's off watching training for his girl over in not far from where I am. Toolmark is apparently winning a football quiz. No excuses at all. However, we are delighted to have the doctor, the professor, the legend that is, the man behind the keys, our producer extraordinaire, Dr. Adam Proctor. Dr. Adam Proctor, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good if I don't think about the weekend.
Which we won't. So, anyway, welcome to season 4, episode 15, which, of course, is controversial in the Same Old Wombles WhatsApp group because it is claimed that. And Mark Lewis never gets the episode wrong, which I believe is right, but he did, however, get the season wrong. So I just want to correct that. That maybe, yes, the episode right, the season completely wrong. So just putting that out there for tool mark. So anyway, on this day, 1989, Wimbledon away at White Hart Lane. Spurs with all their fancy players come up against the crazy game. 62nd minute. Who's there? Laurie Sanchez, 1-0 win for the crazy gang of Wimbledon. We are the Same Old Wombles. We're back.
I've been standing here since many years ago. You've been under my skin for as long as I have known. We traveled away and we stand in the rain and the cold. Take the rough with the smooth. If we win or we lose, we just go on.
Anyway, Adam, so we do have to mention that today we are absolutely delighted to have a very, very, very special guest. Now, for me, this man is probably one of the icons of the AFC Wimbledon era. Now, for those of you who don't know, and the younger listeners, Wimbledon did this very small thing that is a slightly big, huge claim of history. We have the longest unbeaten run in professional football in the world. 78 games unbeaten in league football. There was one player who joined and started his first game 2 games, I think 2 or 3 games before we went on that run. And
Two
the day that
games.
we lost that winning run, that unbeaten run, a certain player had got himself injured and missed it. I think this person's record is 1 defeat in 80 odd games,
League
league
games,
games for AFC Wimbledon. I'll give you the legend that is Matt Everard. Welcome to the show, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Evening, Matt. Evening, Adam. We all good?
Well, I've already explained why I'm good because I'm not thinking about the weekend. Yes, I'm fine. A little bit tired,
But how are you,
but
Matt?
good.
How are things? And we will go into a lot on that 78 game unbeaten run. We'll come into that a lot, and we can talk about several different moments. There are several things I want to kind of natter to you about. But being that we are a Same Old Wombles podcast, we do have to unfortunately talk about Saturday. Now, I don't want to talk about Saturday, and whenever we lose, when we go into the podcast, as Adam will know, and my brother knows, and Tool Mark knows, is that I tend to go, right, well, okay, we lost, and now on to the next thing. And I
Move
much so I'm
on.
tempted to do that. Unfortunately, I am under the belief that Matt Everard actually knows an awful lot more about the game than I do. And therefore, Matt, what happened? What went wrong? And what do we need to do to kind of be rectify that? You mentioned off air that, it was one of those days, Matt. Talk us through it.
They will never concede goals like that. They won't concede a goal like that this season, I don't think. There was three of them, weren't there? Like Joe Lewis misses header, goes back. Ryan Johnson put a forward through. I don't know. It's just, man, everyone has bad games. It's just one of those where everyone in the back line had a bad one. It won't happen again. I tell you what
So
they
Matt.
are. They're too good, the players, this season for it to happen again.
There you go. So there is, to our dear listener, That is the reassurance that we've got. So obviously, Matt, you centre back is your trade, right? So
Well, yeah. Yeah,
how's your trade?
not how
What's
they
your
play now. Definitely
yeah.
not.
So, but obviously that means that you're kind of looking a bit like where Ryan Johnson and Joe Lewis are in the world in the scheme of things. I mean,
Oh, good players.
also, yes, Saturday was an off game, but like, where do you see that kind of connections and what went wrong? Why were they off,
Don't know,
and
just you
how good
could
are they normally?
Well, I think the record speaks for itself, doesn't it? Last season, this season, Ogadia looks a better player in Division One than he did in Div Two. And I mean, he gave the penalty away as well, didn't he, Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I mean, it's just all three of them. Just sometimes one of you can have one, two of you will bail you out, but I just had one, didn't they? You can never put your finger on it. Why? But they are, man, their record this season, they played so good. And it's just one of them. Oh man, they'll be killing themselves over it. But games come thick and fast, don't they? Apart from this week, it's off, isn't it, Saturday, I heard.
Yeah, we've got a game tomorrow at Bromley, which is
Yeah.
another moment to kind of talk about in the world that is Matt Everard. So now, Adam, I'm going to let you talk a bit about Saturday if you want, because I don't want to talk about it at all. But Adam, any thoughts about Saturday and what that means for us?
I mean, I think there was a bit of pressure on for people thinking we needed to win. Of course, they were bottom of the table, so you would expect that we'd win. But of course, they had a new manager, so we can take the new manager sort of bounce that often happens. And I just watched the highlights. I didn't watch any of the game. I was busy. And it seemed a bunch of those goals were just kind of like, yeah. I mean, my favourite saying is like a hot knife through butter when those kind of things happened, and most of them looked that way, which was a bit stressful. Yeah, Ogundir's penalty, it was just late, it sounds like for whatever reason the pressure was on to have a good game and loads of players had an off game, which is not good away from home. I think we need to turn it around at home. We are good at home. Let's see what happens at the next home league game. I think obviously a few I think what Matt said, like those players are going to be pretty upset about their performance. They won't want to see that kind of happen again. They'll be thinking seriously about what they were doing, their positioning. I wouldn't want to talk about who was on first and versus subs, etc., because I'll probably get it wrong, but I do think there were some bits that were set up incorrectly to begin with. And maybe, yeah, again, maybe Jackson and Skiverton are going to kind of think about how they kind of approach the next couple of league games. So, yeah, it was disappointing. I mean, I don't think we deserve to be thrashed, but that's kind of seemed to be what
What's
happened.
it doing, man?
Yeah.
Now, I've got to say, right, out of all of this, my attitude to this is exactly the one I started this podcast with, which was, right, that's Saturday. Now let's move on. Right, on to more interesting things.
Yeah.
Matt, there is another Everard.
Boys, he's at Frimley Green, so was he's 19, so he's his third year there. It's only step six, so it's really a league below what I started out with Wimbledon, really. Step five, that was back in them. Yeah, probably was step five still back in them days. So, yeah, he's a Frimley Green, mate. I mean, he has
All
played against you, though, Niall, on the five-a-side court.
right. Oh, now I remember. Yes.
Yeah.
No, that was a game and a half. So we can talk about this bit, Adam, but we'll come back to that. So I'm just going to flip on to Ash United.
Yeah.
Now, the difference between Ash United and AFC Wimbledon, obviously, what much do you make of that? The very famous Ash United fan. Did you know
Well,
him?
Chess, yeah. So he was our postman. So he's a postie, but yeah, he'd been going down for years. Weirdly, well, not weirdly, but Frimley Green played Ash a couple of, probably about a month ago, and he was still the same. He was there, and that was at Frimley Green, so he's still coming to Ash. So he still goes to the games.
For those of you who don't know, for our dear listener, whenever we played Ash United, we were playing, apart from the fact we'd be really annoyed by this very annoying centre back that kept on doing well against us, there was this one fan who would shout absolutely non-stop, Ash, Ash, Ash United, Ash, Ash, Ash United, all the way through the game
Nothing's
without fail.
changed,
And we were
Niall.
like,
Yeah,
what?
the chant's still the same.
And
The
it's not varied,
chant
is it? It's not like Ash, Ash,
no,
Ash, Ash, Ash,
there's
Ash
no
United. It's still.
variation. It's still the same.
So I just, I mean, the guy's a
Still the
legend. The
same.
guy's a
20
legend.
years later. But Chez was going. Chez had been going since, I mean, I first started playing for Ash in, man, I'm going to say, oh God, probably 95. So yeah, it's probably about 2021, and he was going then. So he's always been there,
Just unbelievable. So,
and he goes up to Goodison as well. He did go. I don't think he's been for a while, but he's an Everton fan as well. So you go to Everton, you've got 60,000 like that. Ash, it's just the one, I'm afraid. You don't get too many at Ash.
oh, it's just brilliant. Absolutely legend. I mean, for me, that was part of what CCL was about. And, you know, obviously, we've approached you back in the day to kind of come to join Wimbledon. And what was, you know, what was the kind of sense of coming across? I mean, was it a no-brainer? Was it something you thought, right, this is something that I really want to be part of? And was it a wrench? Because obviously you've been at Ash, what, 7 years or something by the time we kind of started
Yeah,
tapping you on the
probably
shoulder?
was. Yeah, 6, 7 years. I think for our level of football that we were playing then, I think if Wimbledon come in for anyone at that level and probably a league or two above that, I'd be very surprised if anyone said no, because there's no, back then there wasn't the finance. You weren't playing for money. Essentially, you kind of it was more it was nowadays, even like what halves level is, that there is money. This is ridiculous, but back then there wasn't. So until you went, I think until like Ryman won, we cruised through the Prem. But then when you get into the leagues where people play money, and people want to come for the money as opposed to because they played in front of big crowds. Our level. We used to get big crowds. If we got far in the Vars down at Ash, we would get good turnouts for the Vars games. Like we played Tiverton, who went on to win it in the year after we played Tolor from Newcastle. And we had good crowds for them game, but they're few and far between. And generally, most players, you really, were you're talking like 100, 150. So if, when Wimbledon come in, I mean, you're taking 800, 900, 1,000 to village grounds, essentially. And 3,000 at home, so the chance to I was the other day I was 28 as well, so coming up to being towards the end of your career, so the opportunities aren't ever going to come round again. So the chance is essentially you're sort of playing like a pro, aren't you? Well, you're not playing like a pro, but you have the support essentially like a pro, but you definitely aren't playing like one.
So how did you, I mean, okay, so yeah, so I mean, how did you find that? Because we obviously went, we were going to these village things. I remember going to as many kind of weird away games. I wish I'd actually written down all the weird grounds I'd gone to because I've forgotten half of them. But it was fun, and there was loads of us there. And obviously at home, like you say, it was as packed as it could be for most of those games. What
Yeah,
was that?
definitely.
What was that like? You know, I mean, that's a draw, but I mean, I've never been a footballer. But what was that like in
Well,
terms of like
neither have I.
how?
I'm of its time to a certain extent. You think 20 years ago what you could do then you can't do now. I know it's what you're brought up on is
Sure.
how your careers are brought up. But for us, well, for me, I would say, I don't know, we were just, I would say we were, I can't speak for everyone, but for myself, we weren't too different to the supporters. If you think like the level that we played at, there's probably quite a few in the crowd that probably could have mixed it at that level. So I don't know, it was surreal.
Do you think that run that you went on had the fans had a big part in that? Because I kind of feel like we probably did, but of course, you know, if there's that many people cheering you on and saying, "Come on, let's do it," do you think that made every game special?
Yeah, I think the other you get used to it to a certain extent playing. But people that aren't playing, people that you're playing against aren't used to it at that level. Like I said, when you go through the leagues, they're used to playing in front of a few thousand up towards of 1,000. So they don't feel the pressure. But when a lot of the clubs are used to playing in front of 100 to 200, it's a big difference. You do get more accustomed to it playing with it. But when you move through the leagues, sides want to play against you because they want to turn you over in front of the crowd. Whereas the sides we were playing, I wouldn't say they froze, but you could definitely, you
You
probably,
had a big impact.
two or three of them, you probably say would feel the effects of it. And the other thing is, we had a good side, like a really good side for the level we played in, which obviously
So,
helped as well.
what were the kind of, the players that you talked about, and obviously the managers that you dealt with? I mean, were there kind of any kind of standouts that you think, right, Christ, they were good, or like, equally, what,
Oh,
was
yeah, of
there kind of
course.
a, so who would you pick out? Who would you say, like, they?
Joe came on for Gianfranco Zola. Like for Chelsea. Like he played the, where is that? Joe played in the Premiership and scored an overhead kick for Bournemouth. So, man, we had nothing like that down at Ash. You know what I mean? But Joe was just another, he was, that was the other thing. Everyone was, it was a down to earth group as well. There wasn't any big time Charlies in there. But Joe, you could fizz the ball into him anywhere and it would be down and play if he was fit enough to be out there.
I mean, it's funny you should say that as well about the fact there was that connection, and you felt more connected in terms of being a fan. I do remember various random games, like going to have a beer after the match, and Joe and various other players would be in there, and he'd be like, "What is going on?"
Well, I don't think I can't really recall many people going home after a game. I felt like if home or away, I felt like we, yeah,
No, it
it's
was
just a good
mad.
time. It was
And
a good time.
for us, it was really insane because we'd gone from like Premier
There's a
League
novelty as
relegated.
well, isn't there?
Totally. And we'd gone to, and then we were in Division One. And next thing we know, we're in the bar with the players. And
You're playing
for
at
me,
Selhurst Park, and then it's playing at Sandhurst on the opening day. It's mental.
But it didn't feel any different, for me. It was like I support Wimbledon. This is great.
The
And the
club,
weird,
yeah.
yeah, and the weird bit for me was like, oh, I can actually talk to these players and get to really know these, and it was kind of, it was very odd, but the game was as important as the Premier League game that we'd had 2 seasons before, in my mind. So it was
But
just
you think
very
that's
odd.
odd for you, but for the players, it's odd as well, isn't it? Because you're not used to that. You're used to,
That's
like,
what I
you
was
go in
going
the
to ask,
bar,
Matt.
you
It's
know
like,
everyone in the bar where I played, you know everyone in there at Ash, and then you're going where people will have every fight with you. So the juxtaposition of it is odd for the players as well as the supporters. Because other than, I mean, I would imagine a few of them have done the academies or were pros, like Joe and that. But the bulk of us weren't. You just say,
That's the bit I was
yeah.
going to ask. So that kind of just total transformation to becoming almost like a mini celeb, because
It's weird.
that is.
It's still weird now, Niall, to a certain extent. Because you saw when I still go to games, I still people and that, and when you think, I mean, it's 20 years ago, it's like non-league. It is still a weird thing for me now. Just because you, I just go, it's just a normal, like, just to go and watch a football, have a couple of beers and some food. So it's still a weird thing to have people, well, I want to speak to you every photo and that. It is still a weird thing. It's, don't get me wrong, it's good, but it's still slightly odd.
I totally can understand that. I mean, just that kind of experience of going through it and being, were there people, what did you talk about that as players? Did you kind of go, this
No,
is
you're
all a
just in
bit
the
odd?
moment, aren't you? You're in the moment of just training Tuesdays, Thursdays, and then knowing generally you were going to go into Saturday with a good chance of winning. A, because you had the best team. And you had sort of three, if you was at home, you had upwards of sort of, I would say it was like 3,500 generally were there at home all the time. And for that level of football. So now you don't really talk about, like, this is really fucking weird at times and stuff like that. It's just, You're just rolling with it from week to week. Really, you just want the
Even
games to keep.
Buffon.
You want the games to keep coming, Noel. That's you just want it to play it all the time.
You look back on it and think, that was fucking weird.
Oh, it's mental. It is mental. Do you think? Well, you must do as well. You think you go to places where they're
Always,
not
mate.
built to have 200, 300 people, let alone having 1,000 to 2,000 go to games. Like, and then like it's just it was an insane time. And to be in that league for 2 years as well, that was the harder thing. Like not to go up. It was so tight to go. You had to like have. I think there was 46 league games, and I think we maybe lost four or five in that first season.
It was three, I think,
Or
and
in the
we
first
got we ended with
season.
we won we ended with something like 110 points or something
And came
ridiculous, and
third.
there
Did
were
we come
two teams above
third?
us.
Come
Yeah, we
third.
finished third.
Like it's mad, isn't it? Like, God, and only lost three games. That is mad. One of them to Ash, by the way, as well.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously, I think the game that you lost was against Whitdean, and we lost
Yes,
2-0.
that was my second game. So the first game was Chesson and Hook away, the infamous white kits in the mud and the sand. That was my first game. Yeah, and then with Dean at home, we're well beat 2-0 as well, really.
And then after that was it. That was the run,
Yeah, that was it
I
up
think.
until I think my last game was Bashley away, and then we lost to was. Did we lose to
Right.
Craig a week after at Bromley's pitch?
That's exactly why it's
At
relevant,
Bromley's
because
pitch,
it's like
yeah.
we're talking to Matt Everard the day before a cup game at Bromley,
Bromley,
who are like,
yeah.
Bromley, Bromley, Bromley. My brother can't even talk about Bromley. It's like such a painful experience for us. But obviously, going to that run, when we're coming close to that 78, 75, it was, wasn't it? I remember, I think we spoke a bit to you and some of the lads at the time, because we were kind of connected with the club at the time. And then there was a nervousness about that. Did you feel that at the time as players, that hold on, we're getting closer and closer to this, and this is actually quite momentous?
Well, as much as the club had, it kind of did have national media coverage. I mean, the non-league paper had its own Wimbledon edition, which it never used to have before. So we had a lot of coverage anyway. But as the games were coming closer, there was more national coverage of it. So it was, I think it was even in 4-4-2. I even think I spoke to someone from the Telegraph now, like about it. Like it's mental, isn't it? And
There's a massive split. I have the paper somewhere of the Daily Mirror with the whole team in the dressing room with the when we got the 75
then we drew one all. I can't even think of it. Where did we draw one all?
away at Bromley.
It was at Bromley. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we lost, yeah, 2-1 afterwards.
So it's just
Yeah,
all of that
back to
kind of,
back.
that's where it comes through. But I've just remember the players thinking about it. Was it a relief to get over that line?
I would say it probably was, but I don't know if we ever. I don't ever think we thought we would be beat in that league either.
Which
So,
brings me on to now, I think I've spoken to you in the Bashley game. Did
yeah.
you score in that game? I know you got injured,
Well,
but tell me
credit.
what happened in that game.
I got credited with the goal, but it didn't. Yeah, I.
What does that mean? It like bounced off your shin.
No, I did. I didn't. No, it's a header. So basically, I was just jostling, and it come off the centre half's forehead and went straight in. But I got credited with it. Yeah, but I didn't touch the ball. But yeah, I still remember that. It's, God, that's that 21 years.
It's
21 years. The
nervous.
end of the month is, I think, isn't it? No, was it the 28th or 29th of November?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so we
The
just
Bashley
passed
game was.
the 75 anniversary. So
Yeah.
this is kind of the reason we wanted to talk to you a bit about it, because obviously, do you remember the injury itself?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, because I actually done it in the probably in the first 10 minutes of the game. I just went up for a header, and my knee sort of buckled coming down. And then I played on. I think I come off with about 10 to go. And then, do you remember Mike Rayner, the old physio?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I see Mike on a Tuesday, he started pulling it about, and he was quite. I don't know, it's quite deadpan. I could tell something. He didn't think anything was particularly good with it, and he was pulling it. You know, they do these sort of tests with it, and he thought it was something quite serious then, and so it transpired to be.
And that was your last game.
Well,
What
that was
else
my
you
last.
looking
Yeah,
at?
that was my last game in senior football. I played a bit of Vets a few years down the line, but yeah, that was my last game in senior football. Yeah.
And the next game we lost, which is
Yes,
brilliant. So
that
just putting out there that after your second game,
is true. I think that's called a coincidence more than anything else.
I don't know. I don't know. There's a
When
lot
I've
of us
had a
would have thought.
beer, it does come out every now and again.
Well,
Why, is this you gloating or somebody else telling you? Do you know,
Well,
like,
no, people ask I've had a beer and that. I still get the panini out every now and again as well. Like, you've got to still rekindle it every now and again, mate.
I think it's fair enough to say what there's, this 78, the world record
Lost
unbeaten league run, right? I
the
played in
second
every single one
one.
of those games, and in
Yeah.
the game I got injured, they lost the next one. I think that's quite a good statement to have.
I'll tell you what it is. It is a good stat
Yeah, I
line.
was going to say it's a great stat.
Yeah, it is a good stat line. Lost the second and then lost the last one. So, yeah, it comes out every now and again, mate.
Well, I just that for me was like that era, that team was certainly the moment when I think Wimbledon fans realised that we were onto something special and that we had a special team. During your time there, there's a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. Firstly, caveman, where did that come from?
Honestly, not a clue. I mean, what they're implying is my level was quite Neanderthal, I think. So, who come up with it? Who started it? I have no idea. Do I care? Not really. But yeah, I wouldn't say it was complimenting any particular football skills I had.
Well, mate, I mean, for us, there was
It's
the
a
element that
moniker, isn't it?
you're famous as the caveman. So, that's where it goes through from. For us old school Wimbledon fans, that's what we remember. We
Yeah.
remember the caveman. We remember basically that every time we had a corner or a set piece,
Head it, kick it, Niall. Head it, kick it.
You just said it. It'd be like the ball would come in the box from somewhere, wherever, probably, I don't know, Sully or whoever is chipping it in.
A good
And
delivery, though. Ryan Gray as well on the other side. Sully one side, Ryan Gray the other.
so they would cross it in and basically Matt Everard would score. And that was basically the rules of those 78 games, was basically what happened.
Yeah, it worked a few times. Good deliveries, though. Good deliveries. Not bad runs.
Well, I mean, obviously, as we all know, that Sully had the one trick that obviously
It
worked at
worked,
schoolboy
though.
level. Too. That
Yeah.
little one turn.
England schoolboy, if you please, as well, Sally.
Yeah.
England
That's
schoolboy.
nice, actually.
He's still got
What
the
are you trained
sliders to prove it.
to?
When you trained against him, what was it like? Did you kind of go, look, you've just got the one trick? Or was there more to it? What was the banter like when you actually doing that in your actual
Don't
training
actually.
banging methods?
Do you know what? I don't think. Honestly, I think our training back then, the methods were a little bit. It's a bit different back then than what you did. Like you do, you're running on a Tuesday if we didn't have a game. Do a bit with the ball, and then I think our training was just like games and just pissing about, really. Like I don't think there was much pattern of plays, and I think the set pieces was we just get it in the mixer, see what happens. So. Yeah, I don't think we didn't really, it wasn't any one-on-one trading. I remember that much. I did. We
Who
did
was
with
the
Dave.
one?
We
You
did
had a
with
couple of
Dave
managers.
Anderson. No, did with Dave Anderson. So I got turned inside out by Rob Ursell a few times.
We'll get Urs on and say, "What? Listen, how can the
Oh,
Wizard
he
beat the
was
caveman? I
decent.
mean, come on."
Oh, Rob was decent. What a player he was.
He did have good
Yeah.
touch. He did have
Oh,
good touch, and
yeah, he was a great player.
he was a really good player. So the other thing for me, one of the games that I remember. And I don't know whether this is going to be one of your best memories, was Herne Bay.
Yeah,
Can you
mine was
recall?
unreal.
Herne Bay was unreal. So, like, what do you remember about that game at all? Apart from the fact that Mark Lewis is normally part of this podcast, I think he lost his phone in the furore after we celebrated. I certainly lost my phone. It was absolute complete mayhem. And somewhere in the middle of the crowd was this nutty number five. Throwing himself halfway up into the stand. That's basically what I remember. What are your recollections of Herne Bay away?
Not too different today. I remember we should have been cruising
I
in the
definitely remember that.
game. Yeah, we should have been cruising in the game. That's probably the one regret I've got from our time is that we should have gone a lot deeper into the VARs. To lose the Calm game was brutal. That's probably the only regret I have from my time there is that one game. But going back to the Herne Bay one, I just remember because it was it the North Don that was over there as well? Was he? Because I remember him being there. He was a big Norwegian bloke, wasn't he? So he was on the side as well, and I ended up sort of over that side of the pitch. So I just said amongst it. It was decent. Last minute header. Good header and all, by the way, not good header.
It was a
Going
brilliant header.
backwards, yeah, going backwards.
It was great because it was like we were 1-0 up. You're right, we were cruising. They scored from absolutely nowhere.
I
Nobody
may
quite
score
knew
from
what happened.
35 yards, isn't he, in that one?
Yeah, and then we were all. You're all piling forward. I can't remember if it's a corner or a cross or whatever,
Two
but
two, wasn't
there
it?
you
We
were.
won.
And
It was
then,
3-2.
was it 3-2? It was
Yeah, three
mayhem
two.
anyway.
Because I got up, mate. I can't remember what I walk up the stairs for, but I can remember games from 25 years ago. So yeah, Coop's got. I got the first. Coop's got the second. But yeah, we were pegged back to 2-2.
That was funny with loads of those games. We were never out of the game. That's the thing. There was
Nah,
always a
that's.
hope that we could come back, and loads of times we did. It was kind of crazy, and I do remember various games just absolutely going bananas because it was just like we knew we could. There was always a sense we could come back, and it was so exciting.
Having the better players, you're always going forward
Yeah.
generally, aren't you? So you kind of like corners, free kicks, the pressure's always there to be put on, I guess, but
Yeah, and we've had a couple of seasons where we were kind of like in the last few seasons where we felt we could never come back. So it's quite nice.
oh
It's quite
yeah.
nice to remember a time where
I
we thought
think
we could always come back.
yeah. I think 3 seasons ago was a tough one, that one.
Oh gosh. I mean that's a totally different, you're right, that's chalk and cheese. So
Yeah.
going back to that 78 run, I mean what were there any games that stick out for you, Matt, do you think? God, or any moments that were really special during your time at AFC Wimbledon when you're wearing that shirt?
Well, the league, well, obviously the cup final. So seeing Woking, because I played cup final there for Ash, and we've had a couple of hundreds, and seeing the full stand at the back sold out, and all around the ground was sort of five, six, seven deep. So to see all that, I mean, the Herne Bay game, I don't know, it's loads really. Like my first game, even the Chesterton and Hook game, like playing in a bright white kit at Chalky Lane on mud and sand. I don't think we could ever wear the kit again after that. I don't think you could get the stains out of it ever.
Classic.
But yeah, no, it's loads. Like, I don't know, man. The one in for games are always good ones.
Oh yeah, they
Oh
were
gosh,
always good,
yes.
yes.
But they were a good side. They always had a good side.
Because that was such an important win actually against Wallingford in that second season. I think we won, I think it might have been 3-2 as well.
Yeah.
And that was so important.
Yeah. Yeah, those ones, obviously the Ash to return games against them. We had Lee Carroll sent off in one of them. Oakes going in
Oh
goal.
yeah.
So yeah, mate, I could probably name you all the games that I played in. Like you'd honestly, the memory from that is clear as day, but like I said, you can walk up the stairs and not know what you've gone up there for. Mental, isn't
It's mad. We know it. We
What were
know
the
it.
it comes with the
Yeah,
territory of our age, I
exactly.
guess.
How many of that era of those players are you still in touch with?
I would say over the last few years it's sort of dwindled a bit. I would say I used to speak to Bass quite a bit and Noel. Yeah, Sully, weirdly, I see sort of Sully every now and again, sort of when we're out and about for shopping sort of locally, and now I've seen him in town. But yeah, not too many. Coops now still sort of speak to every now and again, but we played in the day before. I don't have any social media even. I have no
Yeah.
sort of Instagram or Facebook. I think then, yeah, I'm not. People aren't interested in what I'm doing. I'm not really interested in what they're doing. I guess you could perceive it as that. So we played in the time before. You kind of like phone numbers change and that, and then you meet up for a few years. And I tell you, every now and again, I'll see Arthur at. Did we see Arthur? So we've seen Arthur at one of the games recently. So Yeah, I still see a few of the boys every now and again in football. But yeah, basketball I spoke to more than anyone else. But yeah, I haven't spoken to him for a little bit either. Just as with ages, just sort of things happen, don't they? Sort of dwindle and find different routes that you go on.
So Matt, how many?
I'm going to talk to you about.
I was
Go
going
on.
to ask just how many games are you getting to see Wimbledon at the moment? You know, in terms of like
Well, last season we went to a lot. This season, I have to say, I have not been once. So we're just like with work and half football. So I go and watch him on Saturdays. But we up over Christmas, yeah. But we went to quite a few last season. I like the away day ones. So although we did do, I think the last, other than the playoffs, we did Gillingham away, which was a tough one as
Oh, that
well
was
last
tough.
season
Yeah.
towards the end.
God, that was
Yeah, oh, it was
awful.
a bad one. But then we've done the playoffs in Notts County at home and in the final and that. So yeah, my boy at half went to he'd done the Notts County away game. So he went up for that. So he goes up with Lee Willis boy and all of them lot. So it's
Now
quite a few
that's
of
what I
them.
remember. Yeah, exactly. So I think because we were talking recently with a couple of people about that, and that little group of posse, the kind of the it's the pisser lot, but the pisser lot now is that all that lot were all the kind of like loopy Wimbledon fans from our era, the
Yes.
early 80s, and
Yeah.
now all their kids are doing the same, and
Yeah,
you've
it's
gone and
good
got your
though.
kid involved in it all.
Yeah, it's quality. I love him going. I love him going. It's like a bit of a connection still, isn't it? So he had a season ticket up till he probably had a season ticket. So this season he hasn't got one, but probably last 10 years up to that, like the in-laws had season tickets, so connection was always there. So we've been quite a bit. I love coming to the games. The stands,
Yeah.
the ground's brilliant. Yeah, good food there as well.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous food there.
Yeah,
That
the
makes
food
I can
vans are
talk about that
excellent.
for
It's
ages.
definitely a
People
draw.
who listen to this podcast will know that I can talk about the food for a
Yeah,
long time. It's
it is
slightly boring, but
decent.
like, you know. So, I mean, the other thing I was going to just talk about, like, I mean, obviously, you know, are there any goals, any moments like that, you know, the Herne Bay one, but like, you know, because most of the goals basically, Matt, seemed to come off the middle of your forehead. Were there other ones that weren't that you kind of think about, right? Well, that was a bit special.
Well, I scored with my foot the first goal at Herne Bay. That was with my swing. Well, no, it was with my swinger, I think. But no, I think most of them, the cup, probably the cup final. The Herne Bay goal was good, but the cup final goal to put us 2-1 up. I know we ran out 4-1 in the end, but yeah, to win that. Yeah, Croydon Athletic when we played Rains Park away, we played him at Croydon Athletic. And that was the other thing. We always sort of, a lot of time we did play at local grounds, but we also played at some decent pitches where they could get more the crowd could go in, really. So with Rains Park, the games at Croydon were good. It's all good, mate. Like, even when we went up, I
Just
only
thinks.
played, but probably only played, how many games did I play in Division One? I probably only played maybe 10 to 15 games when we went up the league before I got injured. Because I had an injury against Leverhead beforehand, so I didn't play too many. But yeah, that's all good play.
What was the truth about Aldershot? Was that was there
I
was you know.
reckon, growing up in Aldershot, right? If I know all the supporters are like, so I know a lot of them. So then, if you go out and then if I went and played, what say I was going to play for them. And you have like a shock or whatever. The thought of all them boys on me, and I was 30 now when they come in, and they were pro, so they were full time. So, had it been 2, 3 years earlier, I may have thought differently, but then I probably would have thought I probably could still prolong 2, 3 years, maybe 4, playing for Wimbledon, going through the leagues that way. But I think going pro at 30, or not going pro, but being full time at 30. And if that doesn't work out for, like, I'm there for 6 months a year, or whatever, and it doesn't work out, then where do you go work-wise on that? So it's probably too late for me. Well, not probably, it was too late for me. And as you probably well know, I wouldn't have said I lived the cleanest life either. Like, I didn't keep myself in the utmost of best shape. Like, I smoked and drank. So yeah, it was just wrong,
Matt,
the
we
wrong
never
time, really.
noticed. We never noticed that at all. You know, that
So
everybody always
who's the
thought that we
bloke
know
coming
about
out of
Matt
the
Ashford, about
changing rooms back then?
clearly
Yeah.
being legend. And I can't even believe he's at the bar. Who's brought in this drink? Can't have
Exactly,
been
that's
Matt,
what I mean.
clearly. What made your whole family all be following Wimbledon and all the rest of it, because obviously that, your in-laws, all of that. Did you marry into a Wimbledon family, or
No. So
lucky?
my luckily, like, so I used to come and watch me at Ash. My in-laws used to come and watch me at Ash. So they've always been into football anyway. So when I played for Wimbledon, they just carried on. They just basically they came, and then they just carried on. So I don't think they've stopped since I've been going. So as soon as I played, they basically carried on their season. I think I'm pretty sure they're trustees. So from me playing them, they're still going. Obviously, Harv's had his season ticket. Me and Zoe go come up as much as we can now. So yeah, it's weird how things work out, like just from that, they still come and watch. Still love coming to the games, mate. It's good, but I love, like I said, I love coming out of it.
So I'm going to end on one thing just now, just to end out the pod on what I think has got to be your career highlight, which obviously is the five-a-side match that you were very lucky to win.
Niall, I ached on the day. Not in the morning, I ached on the day. I must have played for about 10 minutes. I was in bits in the evening.
So those who don't know, this is when
But it
Matt
was a career
Everard.
highlight.
It was obviously career high. Matt Everard and Andy Sullivan played against the Fine Cooper brothers, and I believe Mark Lewis as well. So quite a lot of the Same Old Wombles podcast were up against you, and I think it was a very narrow 10-1 defeat.
It was
That
close.
was
It was
quite
close.
close.
Yeah. It was close. Yeah, honestly, but I was in bits. That was that. Is that 2 years? No.
Was
2 years
2 years
ago?
ago,
2 years, yeah. Yeah, 49 and aching on the day. You know it's time. And I had to borrow Half's boots. I didn't even have my own boots. Never again, mate. Never again.
We're challenging you. That's so going to happen. There's so going to be the rematch of that, where we might possibly get a goal, and that's our ambition tonight. Certainly, it's my brother's ambition. I achieved mine because I tackled Sullivan, so therefore I was all right.
Well, to be fair, we had well half played, didn't he? So he did a lot of our running.
That's very cheeky and
Yeah,
very
it's
wrong,
quite
but.
handy.
So listen, Matt, just kind of, last words from you, really, just kind of, kind of message to our listeners and stuff like that, and just saying, Matt, to sum up what Wimbledon means to you and what it was part of to be part of that journey.
I don't know if I'm delighted. Our names are in the history books, but it's not something you sort of refer, unless I've had a beer, then I'll refer back to it. But I think I just love to, we still come. That's probably what the lasting legacy is that we still come to the games, still enjoy coming. We've done a couple of the pre-season tours as well, which have been a good crack. Done Benidorm and Marbella this year. So, I don't know. I think my people know me. I just like enjoying football and having a beer and that. So, if you see me, buy me a beer at
So that's our message to our listener. If you
the
see Matt Everard at the game, he's obviously now teetotal, but if you buy him a beer, he might possibly break that habit of a lifetime and a glug of beer. But Matt Everard, thank you so much for joining the Same Old Wombles podcast.
No,
That
thanks,
has been
mate.
a Matt Everard special, produced by the mighty Adam Proctor. And we'd like to say a big thank you to our listeners and to everybody for tuning in. We're the Same Old Wombles. We're back.
Top man. Cheers, Mark.
There you
Cheers, Adam.
go. That's it. Cheers, Matt. Thanks a lot, mate.
Take it easy, boys.
I've been standing here since many years ago. You've been under my skin for as long as I have known. We traveled away and we stand in the rain and the cold. Take the rough with the smooth.